In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lern Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear Lesson 10. Ist noch ein Zimmer frei? Have you got a free room? If you remember, in the last lesson, Andreas and X looked up the hotel register to find out more about one of the guests, Dr. Thurmann. First of all, they looked up his profession. He's a medical doctor.
Ist Arzt.
Dr. Thurmann comes from Leipzig. Listen carefully to the verb ending. In the third person singular, the verb ends in T.
Kommt aus Leipzig.
Andreas and X also looked up the hotel register to find where Dr. Thurmann lives. He lives in Berlin. Note the personal pronoun er, which replaces a masculine noun or name.
Wohnt in Berlin.
It's evening and Andreas is sitting at the reception desk of the Hotel Europa. He's quite content just to do a few administrative tasks. But X decides to bombard Andreas with questions. She asks, among other things, if Andreas is happy. Glücklich. How does Andreas react? And how does he reply to this question?
Ja.
Du, Andreas, arbeitest du viel?
Ja.
Andreas, bist du glücklich? Was heißt Ja oder nein?
Fragst du immer so viel?
Immer.
Psst, da kommt jemand.
When X asks Andreas if he's happy, Andreas mutters an answer and asks X if she always asks so much. Then X asks Andreas if he works a lot. Viel.
Du, Andreas, arbeitest du viel?
And then X asks Andreas directly, Andreas, are you happy? Andreas doesn't know whether to answer yes or no, so he says, Immediately, X asks him what means. Does it mean yes or no?
Was heißt ja oder nein?
Andreas evades this question, and instead of answering, he asks X a question. He uses the words to ask, fragen, and always, immer, and says, do you always ask so much?
Fragst du immer so viel?
X says she always does. Their questions would have continued if someone, jemand, hadn't entered the hotel. Andreas is relieved.
Psst, da kommt jemand.
The entrance door to the hotel swings open, and a young man walks briskly to the reception desk. He doesn't, of course, see X, who's also sitting at the desk. The guest asks whether they have a free room. Zimmer. Andreas asks the guest whether he would like a double room, Doppelzimmer, or a single room. Einzelzimmer. Listen to the first part of their conversation. What does the guest decide to do?
Guten Abend.
Guten Abend. Ist noch ein Zimmer frei?
Ein Einzelzimmer oder ein Doppelzimmer?
Ein Einzelzimmer, bitte.
Mit Bad?
Ja.
the guest decides to take a single room with bath, mit Bad. Andreas tells him that one single room is still free, frei. Now listen to the rest of the conversation and try to get the gist of what is said, even though you may not know all the words. The porter wants to know how long the guest will be staying, and the guest would like to know the price of the room. Listen to the questions beginning with wie. How long? Wie lange? And how much or how expensive? Wie teuer?
Wie lange bleiben Sie?
2 oder 3 Tage.
Okay. Zimmer 10 ist noch frei.
Wie teuer ist das Zimmer?
120 Mark mit Frühstück.
Listen once again. Andreas says to the guest, how long are you staying?
Wie lange bleiben Sie?
And the guest asks, how much is the room?
Wie teuer ist das Zimmer?
In this dialogue you heard several numbers. The guest says he will stay for 2, 2, or 3, 3 days.
2 oder 3 Tage.
And numbers were also used for prices. The room costs 120 marks.
120 Mark.
The room costs 120 marks with breakfast. Mit Frühstück.
120 Mark mit Frühstück.
You also heard the number of the room that's vacant. Room 10. 10. Room 10 is still free.
Zimmer 10 ist noch frei.
Listen to this part of the conversation again. Listen out for the words for days, Tage, and marks, Mark.
Wie lange bleiben Sie?
2 oder 3 Tage.
Okay. Zimmer 10 ist noch frei.
Wie teuer ist das Zimmer?
120 Mark mit Frühstück.
The guest decides to take the room and fills in a registration form. And while he's doing this, we'll go over some of the questions you've heard so far. X has asked Andreas a lot of questions. They're all simple questions. That is, questions that require the answer yes or no. Listen to the questions again.
Bist du glücklich? Ja oder nein?
In simple questions, the verb moves to the beginning of the sentence.
Ist noch ein Zimmer frei? Arbeitest du viel? Fragst du immer so viel?
In statements, however, the verb is in second position. Listen to the following examples. First, you'll hear a statement, and then the question. Note the position of the verb in each case.
Du fragst immer so viel.
Fragst du immer so viel?
Du arbeitest viel.
Arbeitest du viel?
Meanwhile, the new guest has filled in the registration form. Andreas hands him his key, Schlüssel, and says, have a nice evening. Here's the first part of the conversation again. While you're listening to the music, sit back and relax.
Thank you.
Ja.
Du, Andreas, arbeitest du viel?
Ja.
Andreas, bist du glücklich? Was heißt ja oder nein?
Fragst du immer so viel?
Immer.
Psst, da kommt jemand.
A new guest enters the hotel. When he's filled in the registration form, Andreas gives him his key, Schlüssel. The guest is called Herr Meyer.
Guten Abend.
Guten Abend. Ist noch ein Zimmer frei?
Ein Einzelzimmer oder ein Doppelzimmer?
Ein Einzelzimmer, bitte.
Mit Bad?
Ja.
Wie lange bleiben Sie?
2 oder 3 Tage.
Okay. Zimmer 10 ist noch frei.
Wie teuer ist das Zimmer?
120 Mark. Mit Frühstück.
Gut.
Ihr Schlüssel. Und einen schönen Abend noch, Herr Meyer.
Danke.
Shortly afterwards, Andreas and X hear the sound of flute playing coming from Herr Meyer's room.
Was ist das? Ah, wie schön.
Ruhe, Ruhe bitte.
Herr Meyer is in his room practicing his flute. Andreas is enjoying the music, but X is annoyed and says, quiet, Ruhe. Luckily, Herr Meyer is so taken up with his playing that he doesn't hear X. Well, that's all for today. Goodbye for now, and do join us for the next lesson.
Schönen Abend noch!
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.